Hey everybody, it's your boy Onyx here on Going Full Nerd for a TV Tuesday. Let's do a little recap of a couple of the more popular shows on television that you may have checked out over the past few days. First of all, Fear the Walking Dead. Pretty much, this is that lull before the storm. The first episode of The Walking Dead, we pretty much said it was a big yawn fest. It was so boring and felt like it drug on. The second episode, though it did pick up some, one thing that I do have a complaint about is that they follow basic horror movie tactics. And that is, kill off the African American pretty quick. I hate to say it, but can we please get out of that stereotype in a horror movie? And all, let's take a look at it. Very first episode, the son's drug dealer, axed him off. He's the first one pretty much out the door. Then they introduce the next black male, which is the boyfriend of the daughter. Boom, he's bit in the second episode, and boom, he's gone. You know he's toast. Then you get to the school. Boom, the principal's already turned. Hey, guys, come on. Are we trying to, tell us something here? I'm going to tell you like this. I really, really, really want this show to focus more on what brought the zombie apocalypse out. I joke about it. I clown about it. But let's be realistic here. Every African American on this show so far has bought the dirt, taken a big dirt nap, and fell out. Come on, guys. Certain people who really, the characters are so annoying, meaning the mom, the daughter, and that son really don't interest me. I don't know why. I can't relate to them. They got to get something better for me. I'm not being drawn in like I was to the original Walking Dead. Though this episode, I can say, was much better as far as pace and as far as storytelling than the pilot from what I saw. So, what do I give Fear the Walking Dead for this week's episode? I give it a 3 out of 5, only because I'm hooked, I want to know what's going on, and I'll be honest with you, I expect more out of a prequel to a highly popular show. Really, guys, come on, AMC, work with me here. Pick up the pace some. Either that or get over in Kirkman's office and get some better storytelling. That's all I got. Next up was the feel-good TV show that was recommended to me by my friend Dame Drops. And that was Rachel Ray's Kids Cook-Off. I'll be honest with you. Think of it as a nicer version of Hell's Kitchen. No. I'm not even going to put it that way. Basically, this is a weekly episode type show where Rachel Ray is hosting and has various guest judges, which, by the way, the episode I checked out was my boy Dame Drops as the guest host, helping and talking to these kids who were all highly talented. Listen, I'm not going to spoil that show for you, but what you need to do is pull up the Food Network application, check that out, check the replay, check the other episodes like I did, and you'll kind of enjoy what you see and seeing how creative and talented these young kids are. I really do not envy Rachel or my boy Dame, because they had some real hard choices to do. And when you have to eliminate a kid from a show, that I know that hurts, especially when they're all so talented. And I'll be honest with you, all of the food looked real good. So check out Rachel Ray's Kids Cook-Off. It usually comes on Mondays, primetime, 8 o'clock on the Food Network. And definitely check out the replay online for my boy Dame Drops episode, where he went in there and gave a little motivation to those kids. Awesome. Last but not least on the TV Tuesday is really not a TV show, but it's an episode of animated proportions. That's right, we're talking episode 2 of the web cartoon series Vixen on the CW Seed Network. I talked about it a little bit before. The CW Seed is basically an online presence for the CW Network, and Vixen is a African-American female superhero. And this show is pretty much connected to Arrow and Flash, two highly popular, highly touted shows on the CW network. Basically, these 5-minute episodes are basically taking us through the origin at this point of Vixen. I'm not going to spoil this one for you either, but what I can say is this. Check it out, download the app, peep it on your smartphone, or pull up the CW Seed app. That particular one gets a 4 out of 5, only because they're so short and it left me wanting more. Oh my gosh, please make them a little bit longer. I can't wait until they're all said and done and they merge them into one big cartoon, but that's going to be awesome. The Vixen on CW Seed, you gotta love animation. And oh, by the way, I don't think I gave you a rating for Rachel Ray's Kids Cook-Off. I'll be honest, that show was a 5, okay? Whenever you have kids, whenever you have something motivational, and whenever you hit them with the talent, showing that they have talent, you can't go wrong. So for a recap, Fear the Walking Dead gets a 3 this week. Rachel Ray's Kids Cook-Off gets a 5. And Vixen gets a 4. So that's it for this week, TV Tuesday on Going Full Nerd.